Thanks for joining me, Karen Ridgers, here on Phoenix FM. And as always, I bring you the best guests ever, absolutely ever in the whole world. And I am so excited to speak to this wonderful lady who's kindly joined us on the phone this evening. She really knows her stuff, and I am thrilled that we got to do some work together. But it is the True Worth expert, speaker, author, passionate expert, the Vanessa Ugatti. Thank you for joining us, Vanessa. Hopefully you can hear me.
I can hear you, Karen, and thank you so much for inviting me, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. Fantastic. I'm already on the ceiling now, feeling like $1 million.
Yay! Well, it is all about money, and it's more than that, though, isn't it? It's much more when we're talking about the true worth of a person. But tell us how you got into this initially.
Well, I was already coaching small businesses, helping them overcome those mental barriers that get in the way of them moving forward. And it could be things like scared of networking or public speaking or picking up the telephone even, because that's really commonplace in people not wanting to make telephone calls, especially
really?
If it's to prospects. But I knew that there was something missing. I just didn't quite know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stumbled across a marketing program that was specifically for coaches. And they said, you've got to have a niche. And I'd heard about niching. I thought, a niche, my kingdom for a niche. Well, I knew about niching, but I had no clue what my niche was. And I certainly didn't know how to do it. Anyway, I decided to sign up for this program. This is back in 2013, end of 2012, beginning of 2013. And I must admit, I was really scared. And it was quite a lot of money to spend as well.
Wow.
And on one of the first workshops, they reminded us we needed to have a niche. And they asked us some questions, and I scribbled down some answers. And amongst those answers was the subject of value or worth. Now, the people who were running the workshop said, well, that's really marketable. And I said, well, fine, you're the experts, you know what you're talking about. I shall follow up on this. So at that point in time, I had no clue how I'd got that down on a piece of paper. It was really, really odd. But I started looking at clients I'd been working with and current clients and discovered I'd already been helping them with this subject. Because if you think about it, Karen, if you're not confident in one area of your business, you probably won't be confident when it comes to talking to people about money,
because
so many of us have not been comfortable with money, all due to our upbringing and beliefs and conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that was really interesting. But then fortunately I turned the spotlight on myself, and I discovered to my horror that I was probably worse than anybody else I knew.
Really? Even you, Vanessa, you know?
Big time.
Gosh.
Big time. And the reason is because, like many people, I did not understand my own value. I was good at what I did, but I didn't really recognize it. And also, I wasn't comfortable talking about money either, because I'm a human being too, with conditioning and baggage. And so it was really enlightening. I was so glad that I discovered that for myself. And I think probably at that point, or maybe a bit later on, I realized it was my unconscious mind that had brought this subject forward, because it knew that that's what I needed to learn. And of course, often we teach what we need to learn. And of course, what it does for you then is it makes sure that you understand it from the inside out. So when you're dealing with other people's challenges, you know how they feel, you know what's going on for them, because you've experienced it yourself. So in my opinion, it's the best form of learning ever, because you can read things in a book, but how do you connect with it emotionally if you don't actually experience it? Because it's the experience of it that actually makes you really understand what's going on. And so that was really interesting for me. And then I was going out networking and talking to people about the subject and asking people questions. And I discovered that this problem was really, really commonplace amongst anybody really selling time for money in one way, shape, or
form. Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Because it's not an exact science. And so very often people are charging, if they're a small business, for example, it's very personal then. And so it depends how they feel about themselves. So you're right, it's not all about money, Karen, you said
mm-hmm.
earlier on.
Yeah.
It's about people's self-worth. It's about how they see themselves, how they value themselves. and therefore how they treat themselves. And so therefore people are challenged with it because they don't actually value themselves.
It's so hard to hear that, isn't it? And it's so tough because...
It's so true.
Yeah. Why do you think that there is a problem, and there is, you know, with entrepreneurs or people that are charging their time for money? Why are a lot of people frightened or nervous to say, look, this is what I charge? Why have we got a hold up about that? I know you said it's like your past and...
Yes, it is partly to do, it is to do with how you're conditioned, how we're conditioned both from society at large, right down to our own families and schools that we go to. And people have negative beliefs about money. You know, money is described as the root of all evil. Actually, the real term is the love of money is the root of all evil, but it's frequently misquoted as money is the root of all evil.
Yes.
Filthy lucre. All of us would have been brought up hearing these things. And, you know, if you came, not to you personally, but if one came from a family where money was tight, people weren't earning a lot of money in the family, and you're brought up in that as a young child, that's being absorbed. All of that, those thoughts and beliefs are being absorbed by the subconscious mind or the unconscious mind. And then they become the person's beliefs. So they come to believe that money's difficult to have and get hold of, and it's scary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is one aspect, and that's being, you know, from the moment you're born, you're being conditioned, and you can't help it because you come into this world and that's what happens. But then the second thing is there's a lot of fear. And if you think about, for example, in 2008, there was a bit of an economic downturn or a crash or whatever you like to call it. And people got scared. And of course, any time there's a thing like that going on, people get scared. So when people get scared and fearful, then they will do everything to hang on to what they've got. And if it means, well, I'll just drop my prices or whatever to get the client and keep the client, then that's what I'm going to do.
Really?
So they're running from a perspective of fear, which is never, ever going to work, because if that's what they think, then that's what they get. And of course, if a person's not comfortable saying what they charge, they're then projecting that negative energy and that lack of confidence onto the client, who will pick it up, probably unconsciously themselves.
Right.
And they'll say no. So there's a whole range of things. But I also think, I'm sorry if I'm talking too much.
No, I love it. I love it.
It's making sense.
I want you in the studio. I want 2 hours on this, Vanessa. It's fascinating.
Well, if you can pay me to come there, then I'll come there.
Oh, excellent.
Touché.
Absolutely.
Touché. So what was I saying? Yes, the other thing that I've come to understand and realise is that as human beings, we've got a huge fear of rejection that's running through us. And I actually think, you know, for anybody listening, I hope you are listening to this, because it is a normal human behavior to feel that fear of rejection.
Okay.
Because if you go back to caveman days, or just imagine what it was like in caveman days, you couldn't be rejected, because if you were rejected, if you were kicked out of your tribe, then you would surely die, because you needed all those other people around you. So I think that there's a part of the brain that's, they call it the reptilian part of the brain, which is very basic, which still holds all that feeling of fear of rejection, because if you get ousted, it could mean certain death.
Gosh.
And of course, the unconscious mind, well, I shouldn't say of course, because you may or may not know this, but the unconscious mind can't actually tell the difference between something which is real and something which is imaginary.
Yeah.
So if we have a fear, sort of fears that we have these days mostly are actually imaginary fears. We're making them up in our head. But the experience you have in your body, the physiological responses your body gives you, are identical to if it was a real fear, i.e. if your life was being threatened.
Yeah.
Say, for example, you're in your studio there and a lion or a tiger suddenly dropped in front of you. I'm guessing that you'd feel frightened.
Yep.
And you would trigger this fight or flight response, or the alarm reaction, it's also called, which gives you the energy to be able to fight the animal or run away from it. That is a real fear, because your body is being put in danger. But the fear you get when you have to say, this is what I charge, or when you have to stand up and speak in public, or when you've got to pick up the phone and ring a potential client, or make a cold call or something, that the experience you have in your body will be absolutely identical, even though there's not really any chance of you dying from any of those things. So you get the same physiological response. But the challenge is, and I think this is why it's even more challenging, is if you really had a lion or a tiger that fell in front of you, chances are you probably wouldn't stay around to fight. You would run away.
Mm-hmm.
So the extra energy you were given from that fight or flight response would fuel you to run away. But if you haven't got to run away, you know, if you've got to speak to somebody or stand in front of a group of people and speak, you haven't got to run away.
Mm-hmm.
You've just got all that extra energy,
yeah.
And it becomes anxious kind of nervy
right.
energy. And so it's not really being dissipated. But I think the moment that you understand that this is what's happening to you, you can then do something about it.
What do you think, Vanessa, is, you know, your top tips, other than obviously buying your book, which is such an easy to read, great book to have and to digest, and you know, you can read it in a day, you can really take that information on board. But what would you say for the listener that's thinking, you know, well, I run my own business, or I know someone that runs their own business, or you know, what are those tips to go away with and to think, well, look, I can do this, I can do that, this could make a difference in my business or in my life?
So, yes, I mean, that's quite a big question to answer, but I'll try and make a simple answer come out of my head, because the listeners do realise I don't have a script or anything, that this is just...
Of course, yeah.
As it's coming,
yeah.
You know, straight from the heart sort of thing.
Yeah.
So when I'll just finish off the previous story. I like looping back to things, but when I was doing all this investigating about the subject and discovering that, you know, I was completely awful in terms of charging... something that happened a little while after all of that, when I was in bed, it was, you know, when I was half asleep in bed, you know, when
yeah.
either early in the morning or late at night,
yeah.
and a formula appeared in my mind. I mean, literally a formula, which is incredible.
Amazing.
And the formula is in the book, but I'll tell you anyway, and it's UV plus CV plus CD equals CW. And the UV stands for understanding your value. And this is fundamental in being able to charge what you're worth. Because if you have no understanding of what you offer and the value that it has to your prospects and clients, then charging is going to be challenging for you. The second one, CV, is communicating your value to your clients. And, of course, you can't do that unless you understand your value, which is why understanding has to be the first bit. And communicating your value, very often people don't do that. Quite often they talk about the features of what they're doing. You know, that I'm doing this report for you or that for you or whatever. But they don't really say what the benefit is to the client. And you need to understand what the benefit to the client is from their perspective as well. The final part of the equation is CD, which is comfortable discussing fees.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not comfortable discussing them, as I've already said, it's going to come across to your prospects and your clients that you're not comfortable and
yeah.
you don't really think you're worth it. And that's really something where you've got to practice getting comfortable with whatever they are. So it is a process and a journey. I don't think you can just flick your fingers and overnight it all changes.
No.
And, you know, anybody I work with, they have to be willing to change. They have to be willing to do things differently and to understand that they're in a position where they're fearful and they're not in control. And they need to get into a position where they are in control and the fear is diminished. Or even gone, because when you realize that you're just actually exchanging energy, because that's all money really is, it's energy, you're exchanging a service in return for this thing that we call money.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing called money doesn't actually have the power or the negativity that we necessarily think it does. And it's not all about money either, because people are looking for an experience, a service. They're looking for being cared for. I mean, mm-hmm. all sorts of things. And money isn't the only thing that determines whether they buy from you or not,
mm-hmm.
by any means. So in essence, it's about balancing, creating the value for your clients and being certain about what it is you do for them,
mm-hmm.
and also creating value for your business so it's not lopsided. So there is absolute balance between the value you give and the value that's given back to you. And isn't that how the world should be?
Oh, it should. Vanessa,
give and take.
Absolutely. And I love, you know, because money is... it's an energy exchange, even though, you know, I mean, you know, I don't find it easy to say, hey, this is the cost and, you know, this is the price. It is something that, you know, is quite a tough thing. I don't know if it's more tough for women in business compared to men, but it is an exchange of energy. And I've got to say hello to Sandra Louise O'Toole, who is the founder of the Vegan Festival of the Isle of Wight. And she is listening and she sent us in a tweet and she said, what a great and intelligent woman you now have on your show. So I wanted to let you know that, Vanessa.
Oh,
nice to get
her.
Tweets like that, isn't it? So there's some nice feedback already. So do you feel that you personally, because obviously, you know, you coach other people now, do you feel that you feel more comfortable with the study that you have done now? Or do even you sometimes think, oh, you know, you know, we've got to talk about money, or do you know what I mean?
Yes,
do you?
Yes, yes. I do feel a lot more, massively more comfortable than I ever used to. But I never think the process is necessarily over because, you know, that mind that we have is a tricky little devil.
Absolutely.
It's a very tricky little devil.
Yeah.
And it will have you believe all sorts of things that aren't necessarily true. And the assumptions that it makes about other people, well, I mean, it's quite a mind reader, really.
Mm.
You think, gosh, and we believe it, you know, so it's an ongoing process. But I do find it an awful lot easier to talk about money now, and I think that's proving, I'm proving it to myself.
Because sure.
I've taken 3 one-to-one coaching clients on in the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And each one I've handled in a slightly different way.
Okay.
And I've given options. So I never, ever discount, folks. Never. I never discount. But I'll give options, different options for payment and things like that to try and facilitate where I think there might be a challenge.
Yeah.
But that was interesting because I took a lady on and I never, when I was meeting up with her, I never thought she was going to become a client. So I don't make I do make assumptions, but I don't think, oh yes, this definitely will and that definitely won't. But sometimes I was thinking, well, I don't think she will be.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave her several payment options, but she decided to sign up with me, and she does really need me. And I realized that when we were having the meeting. And she decided to go for the payment upfront option, which is my preferred one, because then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And I would have never thought she would have done. So it proved to me that our mind doesn't know what it's talking about.
Mm.
And what we have to do is to learn... excuse me, I had to clear my throat. We have to learn to tell the mind to... I would be rude if we weren't on radio, but between you and I. Shut the up and rationalise things and calm ourselves down. So... step back from that emotion, because the emotion, if we've got emotion coming up, we need to step back from it and step out of it even, because that's what's steering us in the wrong direction. Because that fear emotion just says, oh no, I can't do this, and what they're going to think.
Yeah.
Well, I think you just have to get to a place where you go, actually, I know I've got other clients who've paid this money. I know what results I've got with people.
Yeah.
In actual fact, it's probably worth more than I'm charging. But you also need to be mindful at the time of who your clients are, who you're working with, and whether in advance they'll perceive the value, because it's not always easy
mm-hmm.
to sell the value of something which is intangible or appears to be intangible.
Yeah. Well, like what I do with PR, you know, I suppose that's tangible in a way because you can see when my clients are on TV or they're in a magazine or a newspaper, but it's kind of intangible in a way because there's no guarantee with what I do, you know, as my business. It's, but everybody has had results. So, but it takes time. It does take time. And I think, It's,
One thing to remember, Karen, is that there are no guarantees for anybody.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Service, with accepting perhaps if you're talking about an accountant who will do your books and hopefully they'll get them right, but for many services, it's not like that, and you have to go on the balance of probability. And with coaching, of course, it absolutely is determined as well, not just by me, but by the person I'm working with. But that's also the skill up front of making sure that who you're working with is somebody that you know is going to do take the actions or do make the changes that they need to make, and you're there to guide them, facilitate, hold their hand, kick, kiss, caress, whatever is required, I'm happy to do. But you've got to have somebody to work with. I can't do it on my own.
Mm.
And so, you know, the clarity of the communication I have with people before I start with them, I think is part of the whole process. And I know instinctively, because I'm very, as you know, Karen, I'm very instinctive. So I know whether or not I need to work well with people and whether they're going to get what they need to get from me. And then, because I feel very comfortable. If I don't feel comfortable, then I wouldn't take somebody on just because it was money, because that's not where I'm coming from.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that's, you know, part of the process.
Vanessa, what is that last tip that you want to share with a Phoenix FM listener this evening? And how can people...
Because I can't remember. That was so complicated.
I know. See?
I seem to go all over the place.
But... You think it's a Friday and you can put your feet up? Not on my show, Vanessa.
Well, the other thing I would say, which is a really simple tip, but I know I've said step back anyway, is for heaven's sake, breathe. Take deep breaths. Because if you're going in with shallow breathing because you're feeling nervous, because obviously shallow breathing is one of the side effects of if you're feeling fearful, start breathing properly, conscious breathing, before you start making decisions. And make sure that you are talking about the value before you get to the point of discussing fees, so you don't just go in right at the beginning.
Brilliant. I love it. Vanessa, people want to know how they can find out more about you.
Well, I've got a website, which is, not surprisingly, www.thetrueworthexpert.com. And so you can find contact details on there. That's probably the easiest way. If you Google Vanessa Ugatti, which is U-G-A-T-T-I, I think there's only one. And so you won't find it difficult to find me. There is a book. There's a small book, as Karen said. It's really easy. It's simple to read, and yet it's quite powerful. And actually, there was a great testimonial from a guy who's retired now, a guy called Roger Salvetti, who was a lawyer and the loveliest person you could ever meet. Wouldn't it be nice if he was listening to this, but he doesn't know about it. And he said something like, if there was only one action you took to increase your business or to grow your business, it has to be to read True Worth, a work of genius, and ring Vanessa. So when he wrote that, I actually said to him, are you telling the truth? I was so overwhelmed by the loveliness of it. And I thought, gosh, I couldn't have written a testimonial that good. So I often quote him, and I think he was a super guy who was, as I say, a director in a firm of solicitors and who retired after 40 years and was such a down-to-earth chap that he said, you know, even he was challenged, even at that stage of his career at times. And I think that gives other people heart to realize that it's not an easy subject, and also it's not an exact science. And it's just about getting to grips with understanding your value, communicating it, and being comfortable discussing fees. So I think the book simplifies things for people. It doesn't mean to say it's easy to do, but it's a really good starting place. And I know that people have read the book and they've already started to change things in their business. So that's a real positive.
Fantastic. Well, look, Vanessa, you've got to come back to Essex, have a chat live on air in the studio. And thank you for your wonderful insights. I feel very blessed that we're connected. You know, I think the world of you. And to come in and share this, you know, over the phone this evening is really appreciated. So thank you. And I know your brand is purple, so we've got some purpley songs coming up for you, especially for you, Vanessa. And also this next one goes out to you, Pink Floyd and Money. So I hope you're going to stay tuned. Vanessa, the true worth expert, and they can all go and Google you. So I hope to see you soon, Vanessa.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.